Here it comes. Get ready. Steph, Keisha here, and we are here today with our ever so lovely hostess with the mostest. Bitch, what's your name?
Sorry, I'm sorry.
Motherfucking, you want me to have a different name every motherfucking episode?
Yes. Hold on.
Oh, now she gotta think about a name.
Hold on. Oh, you already said you're Steph Keisha.
Steph, Keisha here.
Fantabulous. That's my name this week.
Well, Fantabulous, we are here today to entertain the people.
I don't like the way you said my name. You need to have a little bit more umph in it when you say it, like you said Steph Keisha.
Well, Fantabulous.
Thank you. Yeah.
Are you ready to entertain the people?
Thank you.
She's ready.
Stank on it.
She's ready to entertain people. Guys, you know where we're here. You know why we're here. We're Two Mary Janes High End BK Podcast. We are here to educate the masses. We are here to give you cannabis information. We're here to talk about all that is going on within the world. We are here to entertain you. Of course, guys, we're still waiting to hear exactly what it is you'd like to hear. In between the time that you guys are sitting here listening to determine that, please go to our Instagram page at Two Mary Janes High and BK Podcast. Follow, look at what you see going on within there, like, comment, come back over here, comment, send us messages, let us know what's going on, let us know what you want to hear, let us know the questions you have, because we are here for you. Well, Steph Keisha is. Fantabulous always likes to say, guys, you leave that shit with Steph Keisha. I'm here to just give you some information.
Yep.
So guys, you know how we like to start it off? How we like to start it off, Fantabulous?
Let's start it off with the page of the week. Instagram page of the week.
Oh, she's always trying to switch stuff up. Always. I don't even know why she does these things to me, because I thought we were going to go left. But since we're going right,
okay.
I shall indulge.
Did you want to keep up, though?
Definitely. So, my Instagram page of the week is called Caliber_Training_Group. It is a firearms combatives urban self-defense training, security consulting and training, brand ambassador and spokesman. This guy has me in stitches. Not only does he have me in stitches based on like the way he introduces the urban self-defense training through real-life videos that he finds on Instagram, and he comments on how the person did right within the altercation in trying to protect themselves, and where the person went wrong in the altercation trying to defend themselves. They talk about firearms, the things that are legal to have with the firearm, the states that you are able to carry concealed or open carry. He's very, very into self-defense. He's very, very into gun, being able to protect yourself with a gun, but legally.
I like that.
Absolutely.
You need that now.
Excuse me. I've learned a lot thus far. I've only been following him for maybe the last couple of weeks, but I'm really, really enjoying him. I'm learning a lot, not only about firearms, but how to protect myself, ways to prevent people from harming me. Again, it's Caliber, C-A-L-I-B as in boy, E-R, underscore, training, underscore group. Take a look. I'm telling you, you guys will be totally enthralled, because I was, because he's funny with it. And I'm so serious. He puts up real life videos. For instance, he put up the McDonald's video with the girl and gave great commentary on where she went right. Of course, we found out that she was a boxer. If you didn't know, we'll go into that with the hot topics. Fantabulous. What's your Instagram page of the week?
Okay. Mine is
Woosa Official.
Mm-hmm. I like the name.
Woosah, W-U-S-A-H, Official.
Woosah!
Official. Okay, so if anyone watches, what is it called? What is it called? Damn. Okay, I should just go to the page.
Duh. What is it called?
I'm trying to think of the show that she's on right now.
Oh, it's
right
the person now. Of the show?
Yeah. Okay, the Gigi from... How come she doesn't have it on her page?
She don't want to be associated.
Right, that's crazy. From... Oh my God, he took it off too. What's going on here?
Woosah, you done changed
it? Okay, Shaz. The real Shaz of Sunset. Thank you. Like, I don't know why they took it off. Shaz. They're great. It's such a great show. It's really entertaining. You know, it's just a different culture and background. And you get to see their drama and stuff. Of course, they have a lot of money. So, I like to watch shows where people have a lot of money. So, because whatever. But Gigi started her own... She smokes marijuana. And she has her own marijuana business. And she's, you know, doing a lot of different things. On her page, though, on her website, Woosah Official, W-U-S-A-H. Actually, it's just woosah.com. You got to go to Woosah Official.
Yes.
Follow the page.
Yes.
And then click the link. Uh-huh. The link there will give you cannabis jobs.
Oh!
Yes.
This is one.
All over. So it's not just like in LA and California, because that's where they're based, but it's just a list of cannabis jobs, you know, where you can obviously go and work in dispensaries or even not the fields, but like the factories where they go and like separate the different weeds, or they're growing the cannabis and they pick the cannabis and all that different stuff.
Yes.
So Woosah Official.
This is a beautiful page, guys.
Follow and then click that link so you can see the list of cannabis jobs that she has available, and then she like will link you to some other people too. And I was trying to find some other pages, but I'll probably bring
God,
that on the next one.
Fucking wonderful, like guys.
Yeah.
Woosah, I'm about to go see what I can find.
Bitch.
I always need additional income.
Woosah.
Additional income is the shit.
You never lied about that.
Never.
Ever. Okay, the next.
I never
skip. Next, we're going to go to the strain of the... No. The... the app of the week. I don't have an app. I have stocks of the week.
Wow.
But first, you do your app of the week.
So you feel as if I had an app.
Okay, no, that's fine. So instead of app of the week, guys, we're going to do stock of the week. I'm going to give you two stocks, cannabis stocks. I'm only going to give you the names. You can look them up.
Research.
But they are at the top. These are the two top cannabis stocks that I found.
What are you looking for?
That right there. The first one is Canopy Growth. Right now, they're at $330 million.
What?
Yeah.
Invest.
So you should look that up. And then Kronos Group, Canopy Growth is just how it's spelled. Canopy, C-A-N-O-P-Y, Growth, G-R-O-W-T-H. So look them up in the stock market. And then Kronos, C-R-O-N-O-S, Group. That also is the second, largest stock in terms of the cannabis industry. Yes, Kronos.
Really?
K-R-O-N-O-S? Yes. No, C-R-O-N-O-S. Kronos is also something else in the internet world. Can't think of it right now.
You see this right?
It'll come to me. Focus.
I'm focused.
But you guys, look at the stocks. And next week, I'll have more information about that. Stocks. But for now, we don't have an app of the week. We're going to be, like as we already said, switching it up and giving you different information, but pertaining to marijuana. So,
stock of the week. Why she brought up stock of the week is investment.
Oh, here you go.
No, it's definitely investment. And having another source of income or another asset, something where it's creating more money for you.
Money so,
yes. So investing in stock, you have to be very smart about it. You have to watch the market. I'm not into it, but I'm aware of it. And with us coming up with this idea of Two Mary Janes, High and BK, and wanting to bring cannabis knowledge, we also want to be sure that our listeners and soon our viewers will be enlightened to knowing that they can make money legally off of cannabis culture. That's all we want you guys to know. So this particular portion where we're introducing the stocks, this is most definitely something I'm even interested in looking further into so I can give you even more information. And we invest and show you our return so that you guys can be even more encouraged to have an additional asset, an additional income. So those were our stocks of the week. Our next segment will be cannabis strains of the week. Because who don't ever want to know about cannabis? Would you like to start, Fantabulous?
No.
Fantabulous never wants to start. She always wants me to do it. And you know what? I made her smoke the other day. And she was totally against it. And she was totally against it solely off of the name, guys. And are you guys ready? It was called Blue Crack. And Fantabulous over there was like, oh my God, I'm not smoking no Blue Crack. Why would you want to even bring anything in the house? No, it does not have...
The name has crack in it, not the actual weed. The name has crack in it. Like, that doesn't make me excited to smoke it.
It should, because it was totally your type of fucking strain of weed. Blue Crack marijuana strain is a 60-40 sativa dominant hybrid, which means it's 60% sativa. Fantabulous loves sativa because sativa keeps you functional. It keeps you enlightened. It keeps your brain moving. And Blue Crack... Oh my God, guys, I don't know what made me say black. Anyway, Blue Crack is a well-balanced strain encompassing the genetic lineage of both parents. On one hand, you get the ultimate energy and creativity boost of a sativa-driven green crack genetic, followed by my favorite, a mellow, trance-like body-mind relaxation brought on by the indica lineage of Blue Dream. You guys, indica. Indica is my lover in the dark. You guys just don't understand. Anyway, the Blue Crack blood. The Blue Crack blood. Yo.
You're having fun.
The Blue Crack buds appear to be dense from distance, but up close, oh my God, they're so fragile. You know how sometimes it's hard to break down shit? It wasn't overly difficult to break this down. And it just gave me such an energy boost, which I don't typically like when smoking weed because I smoke it to relax. But when that indica side took over, oh my God, it induced such a strong cerebral high boost my energy and creativity. And then I was relaxed and numb, just sitting there like a couch potato. I was definitely happy though. We were cracking jokes and shit. You know, you guys, I love to give you like how it helps you medicinally. So definitely helps you with depression, relieves your stress, and provides good pain control. So if you're feeling a bit of a pain, like I get a little back pain and knee pain here and there,
When I smoke this, you see how my voice is? I'm just like this. I don't feel much of anything because the indica took over. And I was just like, ah. Oh. So you guys, blue crack.
What she called when they slow the songs?
I don't know. But blue crack is where.
That's what it sounded like.
It's where it should be, yes. And I went high. And then I went, ooh, I brought you down. I didn't bring you down. I enlightened y'all, motherfuckers. Try some blue crack, motherfuckers. I love y'all.
Sure.
Try it.
Try blue crack.
What's your strain of the week? Fantabulous. Fantabulous.
Hi. Fantabulous is here. My strain of the week is not a strain. It is a little bit of information on why calling certain strains is wrong. Certain weed, that's wrong. Why calling certain weed or marijuana a strain is wrong. So, I don't know if this is very long. Marijuana is an incredibly complex plant with hundreds of compounds that evolved substantially over thousands of years. Ethan Russo of the International Cannabis and Cannabinoid Institute recently published a paper, the journal Frontiers in Plant Science, that described one interesting misnomer that's ubiquitous in the marijuana market strain. In the market, and then it says, in quotation marks, strain. Basically, what it's saying is that the word strain is not the right word to describe particular plants. People seek out different quote-unquote strains. I'm using quotation mark fingers here, guys. Of marijuana, a term meant to refer to chemically distinct plant types. But technically, that's an accurate way to describe them, the new paper argues. Strain might be an inappropriate descriptor for bacteria and viruses, but not for plants. So, in layman's terms, strain is for diseases, bacteria, viruses.
Oh.
So, a virus is a strain. A bacteria is a strain. A plant should not be called a strain. That's what they're saying.
Scientifically, what do they call
that? Well, let's see. Given that such factors as plant height and leaflet width do not distinguish one cannabis plant from another, and similar difficulties in defining terms in cannabis, the only reasonable solution is to characterize them by their biochemical and pharmacological characteristics. Whoo, that was hard.
Yeah. It did it so well.
Next time you visit this dispensary, remember it's a high BD chemovar. That's the word. Chemovar. Not strain. Chemovar. Chem for like, I guess, that derives clearly from chemical, but chemovar. CHEM. Of course, the point of the study wasn't to convince the cannabis industry to adopt scientifically accurate jargon. After all, there's already enough debate as to whether the terms sativa and indica are still meaningful given widespread crossbreeding. Rather, Russo talks about the cannabis terminology as part of a broader argument in defense of conventional marijuana breeding. The chemovars produced through conventional breeding techniques, as opposed those that are laboratory raised or genetically modified, are superior because the latter techniques tend to yield chemovars with higher concentrations of individual compounds like THC. Natural breeding enables all of the plant's active and inactive compounds to thrive and interact. Sorry. Synergistically. To enhance the overall effects of cannabis, a result known as the entourage effect.
The entourage effect. So, entourage.
Basically, instead of strain, they want us to say chemovar, but who's going to say that? Maybe we should start calling it the chemovar of the week. Nobody's gonna know what we're talking about.
We'll defeat the purpose.
purpose of the podcast.
No, not the whole podcast. Just the title of the segment. It wouldn't defeat the pop.
What the fuck are they talking about when we start talking about it?
Yeah, and then every time we would have to tell them Kimovar, and then next week, guys, I'll have the definition of Kimovar. I could easily look it up now, but I think I've bored you enough with all of that information. So just, you know, you're welcome to look it up. What the fuck is this? That's dumb. I didn't ask you, bitch. Anyway, so, we are going to go on next to... What's next?
We typically do law.
Are you doing that?
Well, I have a little something to say about it. So, we do law of the week. Okay. And I came... Huh?
Can you pass me that? It's just a little bit.
No, that's just... Oh, my fucking... Anyway, we're doing law...
Is this the other one?
We're doing... I don't know what it is. Oh. We're doing law of the week. While as she decides if she's going to like...
She's mad at me because I asked her to pass me the weed.
Yes, if she's going to like this weed.
It's a weed podcast.
You know what, you're right. Smoke. I don't know why I got so agitated by that.
What the fuck? Say you're weedless?
No.
Yeah,
I came across an article in Rolling Stone, and it talked about how in 2018, pot reached a tipping point in, like, the political realm, like with the government attempting to have marijuana legalized fully. So we know California and if you don't know, California and Canada began selling marijuana to anyone over 21. And they are actually corporate hands in this. We have one called Altria, which is the parent company of Marlboro Cigarettes. And then we have Constellation Brands, which is a parent of Corona Beer and Svedka Vodka, who's made multi-billion dollar investments into weed. And Senate Majority Leader...
They make a lot of money.
Definitely. It's like great, and it's not because, again, you know how many people are in prison behind marijuana, and it's being a Schedule I drug with the federal government. And thus forth. But Senator Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who's a Republican, he managed to...
I know that was like normal, regular shit, but it's like, ooh.
He helped include hemp legalization with the 2018 Farm Bill. Just keep in mind that with the 2018 Farm Bill, it legalized every part of the cannabis plant except THC. And, of course...
Oh, that's crazy.
Right.
That's, like, now when you talk about... What's that word you just used? It defeats the purpose.
The fuck? Bitch, you could have kept that shit.
Go ahead, sorry.
Over 500,000 people are still arrested for possession of marijuana every year. If you guys don't know, smoking weed or working for a pot company.
Half a million?
Yeah. Smoking weed or working for a pot company can still threaten your housing, your employment, your immigration status, your finances, and your freedom.
And don't let you be on a green card or some shit. It's really over.
So just know pot prohibition is not over. They're trying to have it legalized, but it's typically on state levels. And keep in mind, the federal government law still stands. However, you know, with them going full force with, you know, attempting to have marijuana legalized statewide, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Illinois has legalized it medicinally. Now they're looking to legalize it recreationally. Is this going to happen? We still have to sit and wait to see. But there's still a stigma against marijuana and marijuana use. But this is solely due to the government and what they've put out there in regards to it, which has been all negativity. And there's a deeper story to it. And I tell you guys this all the time. And I'm not about to sit here and tell you the story because it's a long-ass story and I don't know all the particulars.
Can you do like the quick gist of it? Can you do that?
Oh, hemp was widely used at one point.
Oh, it still is though.
It wasn't.
You said that, like, we had a conversation about it
before. But not legally. But not legally. It was because it was made illegal. It was made illegal due to monetary means. I forget the whole reason why, which is why I should have never even brought it up. But research how it is that marijuana become a Schedule I drug. And if not, you know what? Exactly what Fantabulous said. I'll come with my information next week as to why it became a Schedule I drug. I'm going to cough, guys. One moment, please. I apologize.
Okay.
So that was just some law information of the week. I usually have a law. I just came across this article and I was really intrigued by it. So I wanted to talk about the law because it was everything. What's going to happen in 2019 and hopefully moving forward is full recreational use, which is moderated because it needs to be.
It does. And that's fine. But yes, at least for they're giving us a little bit of something, that's cool. Okay, so are we moving on to
Hot topics.
We really need another one.
Huh? Oh, yeah, right. Because
we'll figure it out. I really hate that name, but we'll figure it out.
I'm sitting here, guys, trying to think, how could I make it entertaining for you?
Ladies first. Sorry.
She wanted to sing, guys. She was like, ooh, ladies first, dishing the dirt, ladies first, dishing the dirt, ladies first, because we about to hit the Ratchet TV world. Ratchet TV world. The only thing I know about Ratchet TV world right now is Love & Hip Hop Miami is coming back, or it came back. I know that.
Did you watch it?
No, I don't. You know, I read. I like to read about things.
Okay, well, you need to watch in order to be informed, because you can't have like a conversation.
So reading, I can't go, but reading about it.
But you haven't seen it. But you're reading, which is based off of somebody else.
Okay, so we're not even gonna go with my hot topics right now. We're gonna pass the mic over to Fantabulous.
What
do
you
want to
talk about? Miami.
Yeah, I was just gonna say.
What happened?
Oh, okay. Well, okay. Fantabulous is going to... Well, I was just going to say that... Damn, let me get it out.
Well, no, we're going back and forth. Calm down. Go ahead. Yeah.
All right.
Sorry. Calm down. Don't beat me up.
I know that Trina is very upset with Trick Daddy right now. She's... Then the way... They say she's heartbroken.
No, it hurt my heart.
Because, doing that, that's what they said, like, in the article, is that she's heartbroken about Trick Daddy, but I don't know what he did. I don't have any clue about what would cause this.
So they've been trying to do, okay, I don't know if you know the TNT album from before.
Way back when.
That's where Slip and Slide.
Yeah.
And,
you got to put this in your mouth.
Like,
yes.
Yes. We should have made that the song. That,
Next time.
Okay, anyways. So Trick Daddy, now they're trying to do another TNT album. You know, like kind of like an anniversary type of album type of thing. And Trick Daddy keeps saying, you know, it's not the time right now to do. And she's like, no, we're high right now. We're on TV. You know, this is the time. Mm-hmm. And this is my project. I don't have anything else. This is what I'm working on. If I don't have this, I don't have anything. Like, what are we doing? No, it's not time. And they were about to do a show. So the one thing I do agree with that Trick Daddy said was, we're about to do a show. If we're about to do a show, I don't need the energy of, like, that energy right now. Right now. Wait till the show's over. Yeah.
Oh, that's from across the stage.
But it doesn't, because they're so seasoned. They've been doing it for so long. So, okay. And that's what I watched, too, to see. What they showed, it didn't come across.
Oh, good.
It looked good. It looked like they were fine. And then that made me think, like, you know, that's so crazy. Like, it's true. A lot of groups that we watch, like, you know, years and years, you would think everything is fine, yeah, and you see them out on the stage and they could have just been backstairs having a fist fight or an argument or like, bitch, fuck you, bitch, da 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 blah,
and get on that stage and
just
perform.
You're my little secret.
Yeah,
because they clearly had some turmoil in Escape
when they were at their peak. Definitely.
So it's good to see that they are able to just put it aside and do their show.
Yeah,
but it sucks that she cried. She went into just like a corner, like her friend was standing here, and she just went into the thing and just cried. And she was like, I don't have time for this right now. And her friend was like, well, no, you have to breathe. You're a human being. You have to let it out. You have to deal with it. She's like, but I don't have time for this. You know, and then she's like, it's over. There's no TNT. Da 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 da, blah, blah, blah. But so I guess in the next episode, she's going to tell him,
like, I'm good.
You could be, she said, you could be Trick and Trina. Yeah, and I agree with her. Clearly, you want to be both.
Yeah.
Because you don't respect my opinion. And she's like, I respect that man. I've done so much for him. I'm always there for him. Da 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 da. And she was like, even last season, she was there to help his relationship, all this shit.
Yeah, I remember.
He just doesn't give a fuck. You could tell. He's a nasty, disgusting person. So.
Jesus, Lord. So that's what happened. And well, yeah, it did look like her heart was broken.
That's what the article said. I didn't, you know, I'm very happy that Fantabulous is filling me in. It's sad that sometimes when you have a business partner,
you can remember the name.
And you, yeah, and you've worked so long with them and you have hopes that they will have the same, they want to keep the same momentum when you have a momentum. Mm-hmm. And then when they're not on the same page, it's disheartening because you can't move forward with the project if you need that person.
Yeah.
That particular person on the project. So I completely understand. First of all, it's a loss of money. And then where's the faith in me? And then where's us just coming together and working hard? So I'm sad that he did that, Trina, but you good. You figure it out. I'm sorry, that's my
She's definitely good. I like that she started off as like a real estate agent and like doing her own thing.
Good, you have to.
But like, she'll always be good.
Have to have a million different
hats. She's a boss.
Yeah.
But you know, it still hurts when you have a partner and they're not being a partner. That's like how you need them to be.
I agree.
Okay. Do you know who Country Wayne is?
No, tell
you
me
do
about
though.
Country.
I'm gonna show you a picture of him, and then you'll know who he is.
Country rain on this bitch. Country rain on this. Bitch.
I didn't say rain.
Oh,
I apologize for not enunciating. I said Country Wayne.
Oh no, you did say Wayne. Why did I say brain? Sorry, Country Wayne. I can't wait till she tells me who you are, so I can listen to your shit and bop my head like I'm the bitch. Like I'm the bitch.
This guy.
No, I don't know.
You never seen him in his video?
Oh, no, yes. No, I don't know, but I read the story.
But you know,
no.
But you never seen him?
No, I never saw him.
You not seen one of his videos?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Bitch, fuck you. Yes, you have.
Okay, Country Rain, Wayne, and Jess.
Stop it.
Right. Country Wayne and Jess Hilarious.
I want to talk about it because
funny topics. Funny topics. Funny topics.
Why is that
funny? I thought it was funny.
Why is it funny?
Oh, God, Tab.
No, seriously, why is it funny? Your eyes are glossy, but why is it funny?
So yours.
Why is it? It's your fault with this. Is this crack?
No. I don't know what this one is. I don't know.
Oh, it's not blue crack.
No,
let me say
I think
blue
it's
crack. Let me not say crack before somebody cues in on that
right,
one.
Right. Like, it's real crack.
What?
It's blue crack. Okay, marijuana.
It's a strain. It's a chemo.
I think this is marshmallow.
What's the word again? Chemo. Oh, God.
That was your part of the segment, bitch. I don't fucking know. Chemo Parco. I don't know.
Chemo Bar.
Chemo Bar.
It's a strain / chemo bar. Okay. Why is it funny?
It's funny because it's just hilarious. That's why I thought it was her response. That's what I found interesting.
Her response?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That's what I found interesting.
What did she say?
Because
I didn't watch him yet.
She was like,
I just read the story like you said.
Fuck you, or get the fuck out of here, something like that. Yo, yes, I'm messing with him. Yes, I'm still single. Yes, you're really divorced. And Chris Brown, baby, don't worry about none of this. Something along those lines. Yes, something along those lines. Like, this ain't nothing. Like, yes. Because, yes.
Oh, she had to make it funny. I love her.
Right.
I love her even more.
So.
I mean, okay. I'm serious, though.
That was entertaining to me.
That's very funny. I laughed. It was very funny. If she knew, she's trash. Yeah, I said it. She's trash. Because I wouldn't give a fuck what the fuck is going on. I don't want to give a fuck what he's telling you, blah, blah, blah. Can easily look up a marriage
license. She said that he showed her divorce papers. He showed her something. That's what I got out of her comment. Excuse me.
So his wife is just saying she ain't never seen no divorce. She said me and my children
right.
have never
and
seen divorce
she's
papers.
Saying that y'all are very divorced. But then there was something else posted that just showed that he filed for divorce. So I don't know.
And if she didn't sign, then they're not divorced. Fuck out of here. So that's what I'm saying. He probably filed for a divorce. Okay. That's different. There are different terminology there. I filed for a divorce and we are divorced are two different things. And if you filed, then that's fine. That's even fair because that's clear that you guys are not working anything out. And I can understand why Jess would move forward. But still, you got to be clear about what's happening.
She said that he came at her when she was with Chris.
And she said no.
And she said no because, mm-hmm. one, you're married, and two, I have a man. Mm-hmm. And she said that he respectively waited until he was divorced and she was no longer with Chris to pursue her.
Well,
that's okay. What she said.
And then, okay, and then so she waited. And then, okay, that makes sense. I mean, I don't know. I
don't
know
the girl. That's what she said.
I don't know the girl, and she seems really like she'll be real about it and be a real person and do that.
She left Chris ass.
That's what I'm saying. It makes sense. What her story says makes sense. But
sometimes
you can't just take the lady's story and throw it in the trash, the one who's his wife. Why would she just... Well, maybe she just doesn't want it to be over. So she's like, I ain't never seen no papers. I'll sign it.
When it comes to stuff like this, I wouldn't even come to social media. I wouldn't give a fuck what social media is saying.
You wouldn't respond?
This is too private to even, in my opinion, to bring my feelings further into it. Like, if my feelings are already hurt, like, if I didn't know about it and this is what happened, I'm not going on there to sully anything. I'm going to look like a fool because I didn't fucking know. I wouldn't. I would take it up with him if it wasn't a complete thing. I just, this is not my route. Like, bringing that to, no, I just can't bring that to social media. It's not right. Fuck you, motherfucker. Kiss my motherfucking ass. I don't give a fuck what the fuck you say. That's all you gotta do is kiss my motherfucking ass. That's all you gotta write. Everything will be okay once you write that. And block the person. So she just gotta get the divorce now if it wasn't real, because clearly. And Jess, if you knew, I don't know what to say. And if you didn't, know, I don't know what to say. And that's where you go. You know, life happens sometimes. Sad face. Sad motherfucking face, Fantabulous.
Why are you yelling at me? I can definitely hear. I'm sitting right here.
Are you sure?
I don't know. Wait. Why are you yelling at me?
You can hear me?
Mm-hmm.
What did I say?
I don't know.
Oh. Fantabulous can hear me, but she doesn't know what I said.
You said Fantabulous. That's my name. But what did you say before that?
No, I'm not repeating myself. Listen to the podcast.
You yelled in my ear.
No, she wasn't listening. That's why you yelled at me.
It like knocked out my hearing in one ear. So I couldn't really hear what you were saying.
You sound like a nigga just bringing up any fucking excuse not to say they wasn't doing what the fuck they was supposed to be doing in the moment. That's what you sound like. Like, I'm not dare gonna say that I wasn't doing my part. Mm-mm. Fuck that. If you think that you even gonna get me there, you not. You knocked my hearing out. I couldn't hear. Why you knocked my hearing out, yo? Why you started yelling? When you started yelling, it's like my brain shut off. It was just like a movie. Like my adrenaline was rushing. I couldn't hear nothing. I was stuck in the moment. The moment of her fucking phone. That's what she's doing. On her phone during a podcast.
I'm still engaging and talking.
You can't engage if you're asking me, what did you say? I said that you put dick in your ass every night. That's what I said.
Well, that would be a huge lie.
Prove it. Let me see your ass.
I don't have it. Prove it. Let me see your ass. You're a psycho. There's something wrong with you.
The hole, not just the ass. I seen that.
I just told my friend, I was like, hold on. It's like, I'm going to listen to this. I was like, hold on. You might want to hold on for a second because it's really vulgar and I need a second like to explain to you how it's going to be when you listen to it. Because you just said, prove it. Let me see your ass.
Hole. The ass itself is not enough. I gotta see the
hole. It's something wrong. I gotta see really wrong with you.
If it's protruding or if it's still in.
Okay. So this was one of your topics. So Donnie, he said that nigga said the wall is coming, bitch.
I'm not paying for no wall.
Well, what if they just make it a part of your taxes and your check?
I'm just going to have to be a self-employed person, pay taxes at the end of the year, which I won't pay.
So if he says the wallet's going to be taken out of your check, you're going to quit?
I don't ever quit a job.
So no, you're not going to quit. You're going to do something to get fired.
Me? I could never.
That means yes, guys.
I'm such a studious employee.
That means yes.
I would never, ever sabotage myself nor the company just to get fired. No. That's unheard of in my book. When you read my story, you'll see plenty of reasons why Takeisha got fired, and none of them because of herself. What?
None of them were because of you.
No, it was always somebody
else.
Okay,
but what do you think about his social media posts? Like, just being like,
he's insensitive.
I'm gonna be, you're like, the wall is coming. But that other one where he was like, the hater, Happy New Year's, and some to the haters,
he's
and blah,
insensitive.
Blah, blah. What is wrong with him?
He's deranged. He's delusional. He's egotistic. He's narcissistic. He needs help mentally. I have no other word. He's too old and stuck in his fucking ways. And he thinks this is a fucking game, in my opinion. I don't know. He may be privy to some information that I don't. Just like, well, fuck
what?
It.
Privy to what?
Information that I'm unaware of.
Like what?
I have no clue. Just think.
Oh,
like,
I thought you said he made you privy. Like
no,
he
may be.
Oh, he may be. Okay, I apologize.
Pick your ears up and stay out your phone. Then you can hear what I'm saying.
You know what,
saying.
Bitch? Just come on with
always
your shit.
If I was in my phone during the podcast, let me tell you guys, she would talk so much.
She's
shit
always in her
got
phone.
Off the podcast.
Doesn't
where's
matter.
My phone?
I'm keeping
where's
up.
Where's my phone?
I'm keeping up. Leave me alone.
What color are my balls?
You don't have any. Anyway.
You're right.
Okay, are you ready for this question?
I'm ready, bitch.
Are Kelly still in Lifetime?
No, I'm not. I didn't. You knew it, too.
You said you was
you
ready.
It. You knew it. I'm not watching it. I don't care.
You're not watching it?
No.
Oh, bitch. Fuck. It's going to be on Lifetime anyways. It's going to be on demand.
Oh, bitch. Fuck.
Yeah, because boom, I was going to be boom, mad if boom. I missed it, but it's going to be on
bitch,
Lifetime. Let's,
fuck.
Let's go right now.
Boom, boom, boom. Oh, bitch. Fuck. Boom.
Came
boom,
on 8
boom.
O'clock.
I'm not watching that shit.
You don't have to watch it, but so do you think it's wrong?
I don't think anything of it.
You don't. That's a lie.
I just am not interested in it.
Where is it?
Any of it. I want to be far removed from it.
Why? Why do you feel so that way about it?
I don't feel any way about it.
You just say you want to be strongly removed from it,
I
so you feel
be,
strongly about it.
I said I want to be far removed from it. Where did you hear strongly?
That's not what I heard.
Bitch, open up your ears.
I'm gonna record. Yep, go to the right.
Open up
record.
Your ears. Open
record.
Up your ears.
Okay, yes. I missed the first one, but I'll catch the second one. What time did it come on? Damn it. Okay. Sorry. All right. No, you don't think it's wrong?
What?
For a Lifetime to do the show, or yes, you
I don't
do?
Have any feelings about it.
That's not possible. Do you think it's wrong or not?
What is wrong?
For them to... he's suing them. Because he clearly thinks that they shouldn't be able to do this documentary or show about R. Kelly and him being a predator and a rapist. So do you think they should be able to show that or no? They have interviews from his ex-wife and everything.
I don't know how to feel about this type. Of, I mean,
my name is not Tabitha.
Fantabulous. I really don't know.
He doesn't have a say-so over that.
Clearly, because they did it. Now the courts will decide if he should be compensated.
Okay. Okay. All right. So you don't know.
No, this is a
I
very
feel like I'm
subject.
Happy they're doing it. And maybe he'll go to jail after this.
Well, they need
okay,
to.
No,
well, you just can't put somebody in jail.
Oh my God, child. They're not going to just put. You're right. You can't just put somebody in jail. I agree with that statement. You're right. You can't. You're absolutely right. Okay. Next. The young black Florida student accused of cheating on her SATs.
Oh, I'm very, very livid. Because her story is totally plausible. Okay, she got
she said I studied. She got a lawyer. She not playing with these bitches.
It was she increased the score by 330. I don't understand what's the far stretch of increasing your score by 330 points. Like, if she got tutoring, if she really did focus, if she did all the things that she needed to do to pass that test, why the fuck can it be plausible? Why is it flagged? Why is 330 points such a jump? I don't feel like 330
points. And I didn't read such information that said that they have this, you know, like evidence that she cheated. So you're just
right, like, what
using
she, like,
it based off of a jump in score? That's right. Absolutely ridiculous. Well, bitch, if I want to fucking pass the shit, of course I'm going to come in and study and do better than that. What are you talking about?
She's like she doesn't want, she's doing, you know, she's going this far because she doesn't want this to ever happen to anybody else. And it's so, like, how can you say...
It's fucked
been up. Flagged based on the score.
And especially if you really took your time to study and shit, it's just like, this is such a slap in the face. Especially if your mom paid for some shit. Like, bitch, you got me all the way fucked up. Okay. Can you hurry up?
Don't be rushing me.
Well, come on. It's gonna be like...
You got a mouth and a tongue?
No, I'm not doing that.
No?
Mm-mm, not
you're
today.
You're not using your mouth and tongue today? Today. Guys, you gotta ask her what she means by that.
Okay. What do you think about Diddy and Cassie and the trainer?
I believe she was fucking around with the trainer.
Who cares?
I don't know, because I don't know their relationship, because it seems like everybody has a lot of animosity against Diddy. If their relationship was a monogamous relationship...
Well, she's left him multiple times for cheating on her.
Oh, well then, I don't know, I guess. I don't know, like, I don't know. Like, why would you ask me these questions and then...
No, I'm telling you, so that you can be informed and then have a conversation, bitch. The fuck? So he's cheated on her multiple times.
With people and she, that were close in the close proximity with them, like the trainer was?
Now that part, I don't know. I don't know. I'm sorry, I can't. I don't know.
Well, I listen, if it, to me, that's a real slap in the face. And I guess then, I don't know, because I don't believe, I don't believe hurt for hurt.
I do. You'll be all right, nigga. You'll be totally fine. So I'm supposed to be hurt and just sit here and be like, oh... let me get over it. And then what? He does it again. And then, I'll get over it. And then what? He does it again. Because she's clearly gone back and stayed with him each time. Which clearly is her fault. Or her choice. Maybe not even fault. Her choice. I'll use a better choice of words there. But even so, okay. Yeah, I came back. But then, what I talked to my mother yesterday. And what she told me is, people are going to do whatever they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So what that said to me is, and she's absolutely right, what that said to me is, it doesn't mean they're going to do the right thing.
No.
And that doesn't mean they're going to do what you would like them to do.
Correct.
It doesn't mean anything, but they're going to do whatever the fuck, and whatever that is.
Yeah.
So if she decided that that was the nigga that she liked and is better for her, then so be it. And she deserves to do that. Because he definitely did it multiple times. And even if he didn't, shit. But as far as I'm concerned, from the conversation I got from my mother, that's just not okay, but that's just how life is.
Yeah.
And you got to deal with it.
Yeah. I've learned myself recently.
I know.
In my life experience.
Me too.
Definitely.
So, you got to just deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You do. You just got to see it, live it, process it, and move forward.
That's why I love
I'm
karma.
Pretty sure he'll move forward.
That's why karma is like my best friend. Like, seriously.
Seriously. Yeah, because
I don't have to worry about
anything. I believe
anything.
In karma.
That's the only thing that a lot of times makes me feel better is that I don't have to worry about anything. Because that bitch is going to get you like 10 times worse than I ever could. Life is going to fuck your ass up and then you're going to be like, oh man. I wish. Oh yeah, you do, bitch. Don't you? Sorry. Okay. Anyway.
What's the next topic?
B2K.
I was a fan. I'm too old to even do a reunion concert.
Me too. That's what
I
was like.
I wouldn't go, but I'm very excited, and I hope they make
Jasmine,
money.
Would she even be interested in something like
that? I don't know.
Because she doesn't even know who that is, right?
I don't have no
clue. Like B2K, who the fuck is that?
I'm sure she does. She's a music person, but.
That's true. Thank you.
I don't,
Thank you. Where's my.
I don't. I mean, I'm happy they're doing it and I hope they make money. It seems like they will because fans are out there like, ooh.
Well, there's drama because Omarion is not following anybody on Instagram.
Listen.
That apparently means.
They better ignore all of that and go make that money. And just, that's it. Chalk it up for what it is. Because money is out there to be made.
Yeah.
You all fell out, okay. But you're supposed to be entertainers.
One of my friends from, like, I guess that was high school. I think that was high school. B2K was out for us. It wasn't middle school. It's definitely high school.
I was not in high school.
I was in high school.
I was out. I was a young adult.
I was in high school, so.
I was in my 20s, I think.
Shut up.
So, early 20s.
One of my high school friends hit me like, remember when I used to play this back to back in the car and you guys would be like, turn this shit off. And I do. That bitch would play that B2K like, oh, it's just so like, you know, you really relate to this bitch. If you don't turn this motherfucking shit off.
Oh my God. Oh my God, friend, I believe you fucked up.
No, seriously. But she knew too. Like, turn this off.
She liked what she liked.
She loved them.
What did you think about it?
I think it's cool.
Oh, okay.
I think it's cool to do a reunion, just like the Escape reunion. I think mm-hmm. that's cool too. You know? Many of the, like, a lot of the reunions, like, even the one with, like, Donnell Jones, and it's like a Donnell Jones, Keisha Cole, something else, like an R&B tour.
I would go to that.
Yeah. I like stuff like that. I love that.
I'm not going to B2K.
I wouldn't do B2K either, but I think it's a good idea, because there are people, like you said, who would actually pay to go see it. Okay, so I'm not even gonna dignify this person giving them a name, but the white man and the employee at McDonald's.
I referenced that earlier, guys.
Child.
Ooh, honey, child.
First of all, I'm very proud of her.
That touched my soul. I was like, yes, keep going. And pissed off at those men.
What the boys. Fuck was that pussy?
And the manager.
That's literally the epitome of what today is. I'm sorry, but it is.
You just stand there and watch a girl fight a nigga?
I'm so tired of it.
I'm so happy I have my mace on me. And now if I ever worked at McDonald's, I'm going to keep it in my pocket, too.
You're not going
to
work.
You don't know where the fuck life would lead you sometimes.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I'm just saying you are not the type of person that could handle those type of people. That's not going to happen, sweetheart. You wouldn't last a day. you barely last 30 minutes. Fuck out of here. That would be a show in itself. You and McDonald's trying to last 30 minutes dealing with customers. Girl, you would be the argued with and fought half of them people in there. Just stop it. Especially at that one on Utica.
Oh, yeah, that one on Utica. All the crazies going on.
Literally. I told you I got into it that way. It's just, people are insane. But, like, what? Why were they pulling her and not him?
That's a good question. And one I would love for someone to answer.
And then at the very end, the guy went around and, like, pulled his little last arm off. But, like, that guy, like, did a whole, like, oh, you
he get... Grabbed, like, yeah.
Like, oh, you get...
Like, bring me, bitch, where's my straw?
I refused to listen to the audio because I was like, I can't.
No, I didn't hear him.
But I saw... And then afterwards, he snapped at the man. He was like, you, come here. And then he asked him for something, and then he was like, no. When she walked past again, he was like, she needs to be fired. But initially, he snapped at him and told him, you, come here. Like,
what
the fuck is wrong with you people?
He was arrested.
Thank God, as he should. I saw that. Thank God, as he should. But, like, what if
she defended herself? And what if she didn't know how to defend herself? Where they just sat there and watched him, like...
And she was still little, though. Like, goddamn. That's crazy.
Pussy-ass nigga. Pussy-ass nigga. That's what she said. Pussy-ass. You know how they say
that. Is that what she said?
Pussy-ass. They have a accent. Pussy-ass. Pussy-ass nigga.
Are you gonna keep saying it?
Pussy-ass. Until I can get it. Pussy-ass nigga. Pussy-ass. Pussy-ass.
Mm-hmm. Okay, last one.
I love you, girl.
Yeah, she handled her.
You did that. So I'm sorry you had to go through that.
I'm sorry, but I'm she had herself very well. You should be glad she didn't have a gun or some shit. But, okay, I want to know what you think about. Did you see the video with Nikki and her boo? In the jacuzzi thing?
No.
You didn't?
I heard about it.
But you didn't see it?
No. It was just something about things got steamy and something that Nikki posted.
She does sound fake to me, and she must be on some type of drugs.
Well, Safari said she was a pill popper, allegedly, I'm sure.
She must be on some type of real drugs, because it's something wrong. She does so, so extra. Stop! Stop! Like, it's just so fake and so annoying. It really annoys me. It does. It, like, makes me, like, I just want to vomit.
You know, I haven't really followed her. I'm not a huge fan of her personally, but her music, you know.
So have you seen Cardi lately?
I have. I love Cardi.
Of course you do.
She gets on my nerves a little bit now, but I still love her. It's, for me, it's just probably envy. She's living a good fucking life right now. Them big-ass shrimp and lobster.
Oh, my God. You couldn't be serious.
Good-ass food she's showing. Bitch, I see you. I'm jealous.
You're mad at food?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This bitch said, yeah.
Some good ass food. What the fuck else would I be doing?
Okay. Guys.
Now it's time.
Okay, you could do that. I'm not doing
to
that.
To you beautiful followers and potential followers and potential lovers of At Two Mary Jane's Time BK podcast. Be
Oh, I want to tell you guys.
She wants to tell you. Fantabulous. This is that okay, bitch right here. Fantabulous wants to tell you something.
When do you like that guy did the girl at McDonald's?
Show me your asshole.
Oh my God, here she goes. She had to think of the worst thing she could possibly, the nastiest and worst thing. Just disgusting. Anyway, you guys, there is a smoking event. We're going to start telling you about events. They're mostly in Brooklyn. So if you're not in Brooklyn, sorry for you.
You could drive.
Or Uber, yeah. Like we do. Or take the train. Yeah. Whatever. But it's a smoking event. They have, you know, edibles. They have everything you can think of. Mushrooms. Literally everything you can think of.
LSD?
I don't think they have that. No. They don't have that. She had to go far with it. Anyway, we're going to post it in the event section in the there's buttons on the page, so there'll be an event section and that information will be added along with a link to the page where you can find out, you know, how to get free tickets or $5. Yeah, either way, one of them is free, one of them is $5. Oh, and in Jersey too. So this bitch, I wish you guys could see her. She's so talking about pull out of nowhere. What is she talking about? This bitch. Okay, she's gonna say that she's gonna close us out, guys. It's very nice recording with you and talking to you. And I hope you enjoy the episode with Fantabulous and Steph Keisha. Here she goes.
Okay, good. Now I'm gonna say your name like a piece of shit. Steph Keisha. Here, closing it out with Fantabulous. You know, I had a good episode today with Fantabulous. However, I wish Fantabulous would just be a little nicer to Steph Keisha Fantabulous. Anyway, guys, thank you for coming through. Please go to @2MaryJane's High MBK podcast on Instagram. Please like. Please follow, then like. Please share our page. Please leave us comments. Please DM us. Please listen to us. Please go on the listening devices and
Spotify, Apple, Anchor, Stitcher.
To name a few.
And you'll find
press the link in the bio at Two Mary Jane's IBK podcast on Instagram. We are here for
do
you.
It.
Please let us know what you want to hear. It. Please let us know what you want us to stop
do
doing.
It.
She wants me to put my dick in her mouth. See you guys soon. Bye, guys.
My mom definitely can't listen to this. She wants me to put her dick in my mouth. Oh, my gosh.
Hey,